com.
Exactly sure what's going on here. We don't have any audio coming in from... There we go. There. I hear the music. I'm feeling a little better now.
Sounds like a drum line.
something like that. It's Pre-Talk Live. Live New Year's Eve edition. Yes, I know those other talk show hosts, the big names, they weren't in. They may have had somebody sitting in for them, but they probably weren't working today. Here on Pre-Talk Live... Well, frankly, our first line guy is not sitting in the studio either. He's off at some party.
He's partying.
That's right. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
So there you go. You got the B team tonight. excuse me. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE or call us on the LRN. It's LRN.FM Skype line. You just go to LRN. Type in LRN.FM, you send us a request there in the search bar, you send us a request for a contact there, and we'll accept it, and you can call us on Skype. Our username is LRN.FM on Skype. So, you know, it's the New Year's Eve edition. I'm thinking not a lot of hard news tonight, you know, screaming about drone bombing people and that kind of thing. I've just got to... Some, you know, lighter news that I brought in.
I think that's best. I was just looking at freetalklive.com and scanning some of the listener-submitted articles, and a lot of them they scared me a little bit, and I thought the police state, you know, I'm feeling good about about life in the land of the free these days. I'm optimistic about the future, so we can leave that aside for tonight.
But you're half drunk already, so that's the...
Johnny's half drunk when he wakes up.
I don't even know if Johnny drinks. So I've got this article here.
Oh, I've smelled his gin.
Yeah, he drinks.
Johnny drinks.
He is from Western North Carolina.
Yeah, they drink there. They like it just as much as everybody else.
So I got these 13 data milestones for 2013. And I thought that this was kind of interesting. If you want us to give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, maybe you've got interesting stories that happened in the past at New Year's parties or something. I'm interested in it.
I've got a weird question before we continue.
Hold on. I want to give the number 855-450-FREE.
Okay. So you said milestones.
Yep.
Now, that sounds to be like one of these American imperialist system words. Do the people in countries that use the metric system say milestone, or do they say kilometer stones?
I don't know what they say, but they probably, they don't have miles, but they may still say milestone because it's an older form of measurement.
Maybe, I don't know.
Kilometer is kind of relatively new in comparison. I think the metric system's better, but, you know, just my opinion. So anyway, this is milestones for 2013. Number one, just over half, that's 51% of the public now favors same-sex marriage, while 42% are opposed. So the number is 67 that favor allowing legal agreements that would give the same rights as marriage, but 51% now favor same-sex marriage. So when you see polls like this, generally it means... things are going to change.
Yep, the times they are changing. I say make love, not law.
So, just to be clear, when you say 51% of people favor same-sex marriage, you mean that they favor having governments recognize, you know, a marriage between two people of the same sex?
That's correct. It says favor allowing gays and lesbians to marry legally.
So what percentage of people want the government to not be involved in defining what a marriage is?
I wonder about this because, you know, mostly you can do most of the things that as far as what gays want, what I would want gays to be able to do with their marriage, you can do without getting a government marriage. You know, there may be some things as far as estate taxes and stuff like that I don't entirely understand, but I think you can do most of those things if you do your legal planning ahead properly. Sometimes that's difficult if a partner, if things don't get done ahead of time. But you can get these things done, mostly.
That there are some things, such as benefits through your employer, that you would need some kind of official recognition of the relationship to get. Hospital visitation.
That's although, what I was gonna that, ask
that's
about.
One of those things of, you know, if you're heterosexual, all you have to say is, instead of, that's my girlfriend, that's my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So how would that really be different for a homosexual couple that's in a committed relationship if they consider themselves to be, you know, one another's spouse? Then how does that really differ for some of the things that aren't necessarily government-issued documentations?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it comes down to a hospital, I think a hospital should let same-sex couples visit each other in that way, but it's their hospital, right? I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, if it's the Catholic hospital doesn't want the gay people coming, you know, visiting as husband and wife, then should we make them force them? I mean, you know, really, it's up to you which hospital you use to some extent. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm getting my relative out of this hospital. We're getting an ambulance and we're going down the street. It's really inconvenient. You shouldn't have to deal with that kind of thing. And I think the social pressures would be very large in these organizations. But I think that when you're talking about cake makers and florists being forced to provide services to gay weddings, that's just wrong, in my opinion, to force a person to make a cake for you that didn't want to make a cake. Are you going to eat a cake that somebody didn't want to make for you?
Yeah, good point.
That sounds like that's going to be a delicious cake.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Hey, this cake's crunchy. I think they left the eggshells in here.
And
I suppose that problem kind of rears its head when other family get involved, like mothers and fathers.
It can.
And I imagine that can get ugly. Do they often appeal to the law to settle matters like that? Is there
There's usually one person that gets to make a decision, and that person's like the, you know, whatever the legal considered next of kin is. And I think that this is one of the difficulties in the gay marriage problem, because the next of kin, in my case, would be my wife, to whom I am legally married. And whereas if I just didn't legally get married to my wife, then my mother would be my legal next of kin. Now, these two ladies get along very swimmingly, but if they didn't, which certainly happens, there's a Casey Kasem, the famous radio guy, is having he's in hospital and I believe in a coma or some terrible condition, and his family's been fighting it out for a couple of months as to who gets to see daddy. It's sick.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that he was sick.
Yeah, well, he can't live forever, Daryl. Just the way it goes. So let's go on to number two here. A majority of Americans, 52%, now favor legalizing the use of marijuana. So we have seen in Colorado and Washington have not slipped into the morass of anarchy by legalizing marijuana, and somehow Americans are like, oh, okay, I guess we could do that.
Well, why would they slip into the morass of anarchy by instituting?
Because we weren't doing that before.
Boatload of regulations.
Well, now they are. But wait, they didn't have the regulations right afterwards. So we know what it's like to have legalized marijuana in the United States. We also know what it's like to have a creeping state. The fact that we have both of those things is unsurprising, because when you have a state, you have a creeping state. But legalized marijuana was an anomaly for a few months. Are they going to try to put regulations in on it?
It was a thing of it didn't take effect the day after the vote happened.
Pretty close, though. They basically people just walked out and started smoking.
They did. True. But that happened in Central Square 4 years ago as well.
Yeah. In the KPD waiting, the KPD lobby also.
Right.
KPD, of course, I mean Keene Police Department.
The reference here is that, we're part of the Free State Project, and you can find out more at freestateproject.org and get a get together with people who are interested in liberty. But some folks went out and smoked in the park right in the middle of town, and the police didn't do anything about it. When they did try to do something about it, they arrested what they consider to be a ringleader. People went to the police station in the lobby and smoked up in the lobby, brought it to them, and they couldn't do anything about it. There were more people in the lobby smoking than they had cops, and because the cops
Well, they could have. They chose not to do something.
Well, they're there to keep order. If they didn't feel like order was being kept, because they didn't think smoking was cool on Central Square, they certainly didn't think it was cool in their lobby. But they chickened out. 855, 453.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is the live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. We take delivering live radio to you very seriously. And I'd like to thank everybody who amplifies the program. If you want to do that, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. But this is our commitment to you. The AMP program is your commitment to us. Free Talk Live's intention is to bring the ideas of liberty to as far and as wide as we can via radio waves. And I'd say that we're pretty darn successful at it. So if you want to support that, then please amp us at amp.freetalklive.com. Currently, those AMP dollars are being matched. So when you do amplify, at the $5 level, it's $10. And that's huge. So please help us out there at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is a trendsetter.
I'd say that we've certainly set some trends.
From way back, I remember listening to you guys. The world, I think, has changed, even in just that short amount of time. And Free Talk Live was part of a minority.
I think the ideas of liberty are still in the minority, but we are less so than we were when Free Talk Live went on the air 11 years ago or whatever it was.
Fantastic.
Yep. So if you want to get some bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. I've used the service on more than one occasion. I find it to be easy, safe, and fast. It's also quite inexpensive. It's not they don't put a big fee on you. As a matter of fact, any orders under $40 have no fee whatsoever. Because people in the Bitcoin movement want other people in the Bitcoin movement. They want you to get involved. So there's no fee under $40. CashintoCoins.com. Their business is entirely legal, and they're registered as a MSB. Is that money something, money transmitter, something? I don't know exactly what it means.
Daryl, you don't know what MSB is?
I am not entirely positive.
I'm shocked. Yep. I'm thoroughly, completely shocked.
All of his finances, all the finances there are documented. Each transaction must be accounted for. And now, that doesn't mean that if your order is under $2,500 in Bitcoins, they don't actually have to have your name or any information. Money services business. There you go. But they are completely legal. So all their information is audited, and you can be sure that they're on the up and up. It's cashintocoins.com.
And if you buy over $40 worth of Bitcoin, you can donate the fee to a couple of charities if you would like.
Yep, half the fee. Yep. Indeed.
I think it's always important to point out that our sponsors are totally legal and on the up and up, because that way then, you know, everybody knows which of our sponsors are and which are not legal and on the up and
it's
up.
It's not like Ian's running the place over there. No,
I've used Cash Into Coins on a couple of occasions on Saturdays.
Mm.
Made deposits early in the morning in New Hampshire. This guy lives on the West Coast. And before lunch, I've had my Bitcoin.
Yeah, he's pretty serious about the business. He's bringing people on, by the way, so it's not just Will anymore over there at CashIntoCoins.com. He's just, the business is doing too well. And, you know, he was re-upping recently on his advertising for Free Talk Live, and I'm like, I always just ask people, I just want to ask him, are things working out? And do you want to, you know, renew your schedule? And he said, yeah, absolutely! So, you know, doing well. Glad to hear that. CashIntoCoins.com. Let's get on with the list here of milestones from 2013. I think this is interesting stuff. So number three, the third milestone is a majority agree the U.S. should mind its own business internationally. This is, by the way, from PewResearch.org.
I remember when that survey came out not too long ago.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
And it made... like major news everywhere.
This is major news, and it's the highest since we've been alive. That's for sure. I don't know when it probably, you know, post World War One was the.
I think they said that it's the highest in the four decades that they've been asking the question.
Highest since 1964, when it was 20%. I mean, yeah, let's get all off in French Guianas, or what is it? French Indochina, is that what Vietnam was called before?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's get all off in Vietnam's business, because they need us. They need us telling them what to do over in their country. Yeah, the United States fought a revolutionary war here, and... you know, there might have been countries that supported them, but they didn't tell them what to do, or at least, you know, in that way. They didn't come in and force their hand. But we got to force other people. We're smarter. White man's burden. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the French definitely did not like the British in the late 1700s. Mm-hmm. Gave some support to the colonies fighting for independence.
Russians did too.
But they did not then go into the convention that wrote the Articles of Confederation and said, no, no, you need to write it this way.
So I'm with them. The U.S. should stay the heck out of other countries' business if they want to be open to doing business, you know, letting corporations and businesses come in and do business there. That's great. If they don't, then tough. That's just how it is.
I'll go one step further and say instead of just, you know, letting them mind their business, the U.S. should close down the nearly 1,000 military bases around the globe and bring all of those troops home.
I'm with you on that one, too. No doubt.
A lot of the Keynesians said when World War One ended and all the troops came home.
Oh, gosh, I hope
unemployment.
This is the right war.
It was actually World War II.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, World War II, you saw a boom in economy, but I think
the people coming home was going to just be a disaster. It was going to be a mortal blow to the economy.
I hear Republicans making this excuse about bringing the military down to a small professional force that's just kept here in the United States. They're like, what would we do with all those people? Well, all those people would need services, and you would have to, they would need housing, they would need transportation, they would need food, and they would be buying things. Ask somebody who has a business near a military base if, military people need these things, because oftentimes these bases are completely support a business.
You just want Timken to go out of business because all they do is make ball bearings for things that blow up.
Yes, I do. I want Timken to make ball bearings for things that don't blow up.
Right.
That's what I want.
The men and women in the military are so incredibly talented, and they're doing worse than nothing right now.
Yeah, and you say that as a person who's in the military. Number four, the share of Americans saying they do not want their own representative in Congress reelected. So this is important because everybody doesn't want everybody else's representative reelected, but it's your own representative. This is the highest, 38%, and it's at the highest point in two decades. So this is the highest anti-incumbency feeling since 1990.
That's interesting.
Pretty cool.
I did not know that they ever asked this question. I have done the research and looked at the reelection rate for Congress since there has been a Congress.
And it's pretty high.
It's always been high.
Yeah.
There was a small period of time when the reelection rate was down around 70%. But that was in the mid-1800s.
Well, it's really rare that you have, an election that's decided by more than sort of like 10%, 40-60. Really rare that you have that. So is all you have to have is 10% of people who are uninformed and dumb to throw an election? And that just throws everything off. The dumb factor cannot be outlawed here. And people will vote for the person for the name they recognize. 855-453. Am I wrong? Let me know. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockitPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockitPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockitPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on the live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733 or call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm over there in internet land. So I've been drinking new coffee. That coffee is called Buzzbox Coffee. It's not just that this is the best of the best coffee. This is really great tasting coffee. No doubt about it. It's organic also. So you don't have to worry, because coffee is a very absorbent product. You don't have to worry about the herbicides, the pesticides, and for me, the most important, the lead that can come from leaded gas that's in many of these third world countries where they haven't changed the process over. Those things you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about the mold content that's often in coffee beans that you buy at stores or many of these coffee boutiques. But for me, what it is it's about their business model, the way they go about compensating the coffee growers in these countries. They provide microloans to individuals so that they can become part of a coffee co-op. And this coffee co-op, they buy their coffee then from the coffee co-op. And then it allows people to break the generational chains of poverty that surround their lives, just weigh them down, and it gives them a real stake in their future. Instead of being given something, they got to earn it. And that's all most people in this world want, is the opportunity to work for a better life. And that's why I buy BuzzBox Coffee. And you can get the first pound free and check it out You got to pay for cover the shipping, but you can get the pound free at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, it's coffee.freetalklive.com. And I am glad I do it.
It's great to have a connection with your coffee like that.
I like it. I mean, rather than, you know, for me, I always would give some money to these foreign, you know, sort of charities to help people. But I never knew what was going on with them, and it always made me feel, you know, I just don't know what's
disconnected
happening here.
Somewhat.
I just didn't feel like I knew how my money was being used. It bothered me. And, you know, am I actually helping people, or am I, because there's all kinds of evidence of this money not being used properly.
Right. Sort of like the, what was it? The Christian Children's Fund, where they discovered that the guy that was doing all of the commercials of, for just 87 cents a day, you can feed little Jimmy.
This guy
had like a $20 million mansion on some Caribbean island.
He could probably feed little Jimmy, too. That bothered me. So what I like about this is that I'm helping all year round rather than just, you know, one point in the year that I decide, oh, yeah, I need to help folks. And, you know, I'm helping people that want to help themselves. That's why I like the microloan thing. I used to do microloans through Kiva and, you know, doing them with I still do microloans through Kiva, and doing them through BuzzBox, I like that too. So, going on, reading here the top, I think it's 13 milestones of 2013 from PewResearch.org.
That drives me crazy when people say 2000 and then the last two numbers.
2013.
Because when it was 1994, people didn't say 1994.
Right. But 2013 is the way that one pronounces that number. So, I mean, it's another way.
That is also another way to say it.
It's not a lot of continuity to it.
Consistency is nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's just continuity with the way it was pronounced earlier. Yeah. But if people are comfortable with 2013.
Like, you know, 2000 sounds kind of weird.
That would be weird, yeah.
I always say 2013.
So, like, for the numbers before 2010, I will often say 2000 and then whatever.
Okay.
But anything.
No continuity!
I'm just going to start now. Whenever I'm talking about the year 1995, I'm going to refer to it that way, Daryl. But only when you're around.
Just for kicks.
Yeah.
Number five.
People love doing things to annoy Daryl.
Yeah, well, Ed, maybe Daryl's got has so many pet peeves, he's keeping a little peeve zoo. Maybe. Go at number five here. For the first time, a majority of the public, that's 53%, says that the federal government threatens their personal rights and freedoms.
The other 47% either work for the federal government or are directly dependent upon the federal government for their paycheck.
Will you please repeat that for me?
Yeah, this is a stunning statement. For the first time, a majority of the public, and I assume this is in the U.S., says that the federal government threatens their personal rights and freedoms. Now, juxtapose this along the side that that the United States was voted as the country most threatening peace worldwide today. I think I saw that article, and you know, the U.S. government is getting a pretty bad rap these days. I think
they deserve it.
I'm thinking that the branding campaigns aren't working anymore. Maybe you need to change your business model.
We need more hope and change.
Yeah, right. Hope and change. We got some of that. Hope you got some change left. The U.S. debt has skyrocketed under Obama.
Let's see. I've got a nickel in my pocket, which officially makes me richer than the U.S. government.
Yeah, I guess that's
No, there's $17 trillion in debt. I've got a nickel in my pocket.
You know, I heard somebody talking at one point on the radio that said that if, with the amount of debt that's piled up under the Obama administration, that if they had just gone ahead and given, I think the number was $500,000 to every man, woman, and child in the United States. And I don't know, I haven't checked these numbers, but I'll bet you the number's large, and you would feel like you won the lottery if you had had that amount of money. If they had given this amount of money to the individuals, that's the kind, you know, they, instead of piling up all this debt, instead they could have given the money to individuals, that would have probably kicked some kind of stimulation off. I don't know what or how, but would have been interesting to see. Thought it was just interesting fact. So going on here, number six. 36% of the nation's young adults, ages 18 to 31, the so-called millennial generation, now live in their parents' homes. It's the highest share in at least four decades.
Yeah, we did a whole show about this a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Repeat that number.
It's 36%. 36%. So when I was, let's see, they don't have a number here from when I was in high school, but it looks like it might have been about 30. It's up, you know, 5% or so from when I was in high school. But apparently this is the highest number in many, many years of young adults living at home. So 18 to 31.
So just over one out of three.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, this is tough. We used to say all kinds of bad things about a person who lived at home at mom's at, 25 or 26 or 27. We'd say all kinds of bad things about that them when I was, you know, in that age range. But now I think it's become much more acceptable and commonplace that that's where you would live.
So just to go back to the debt thing for a second.
Okay.
I just pulled up the numbers, and so far in Obama's presidency,
I can see why you might get confused between them.
He has added as much to the national debt as George W. Bush did in his two terms.
Oh, really? I thought it was much more than that.
No, both right at $6 trillion.
Okay, interesting.
During Bush's first term, he added $2.13 trillion to the debt. During his second term, he added $3.971 trillion.
Yeah.
So that's just a hair over six. And Obama thus far has added $6.061 trillion.
So one of the tenets of Keynesian economics is during an economic downturn, the government should spend wildly. But during an economic upturn, the government should pull back on its reins. The problem is that when you apply this in real life, during an economic downturn, the government will spend wildly in order to stimulate the economy. And during an economic upturn, the government thinks it's never going to end, so it continues to spend wildly.
Yeah, the temptation has got to be, you know, unbeatable. When times are good and the money's rolling in, you don't put the brakes on then, especially when you're not accountable for the money.
Especially. And it makes you wonder, what if they're going to drive the dollar into the sea, which what apparently is what's going to happen here with all the printing and the debt and those kind of things, what's going to replace it? I don't know,
but based on their own numbers, the value's dropped 98% in 100 years.
Yeah, those are the numbers.
That's their numbers. And I don't trust their number.
What's going to replace the U.S. dollar? 855-453. You tell me. 855-450-37.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want here on the, well, live New Year's Eve edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Johnny Ray, and Daryl.
855-450-FREE. We're going through this PewResearch.org's set of milestones here for 2013. I thought this would be a good pick for our audience. I think that many of these are very, very interesting. So, real quick. So this is the end of an era, guys.
Definitely.
This is the last...
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Live read for SACL CAI.
What?
Jason Osborne.
Ever or just for 2013?
No, forever. Jason Osborne of SACL CAI, who took this show in its infancy, funded it to the point that it is today, has wisely decided that Free Talk Live is, doing well enough that he can go on and do other projects. He's been supporting Free Talk Live for more than 5 years. It might be six. I'd have to do the math. I didn't do the math ahead of time. And, what he's decided is that, there's other projects that he can be involved in. And I can't say no. I want to have him stay. I certainly do. As the salesperson that gets the commission on the ads, I want Jason Osborne to stay. So, but that's, I think he's right. I think he's right. So, I want to say in this final live read here for Jason Osborne, thanks to him and his family and Sharon and the kids, Eowyn and Lysander, for all they've done for Free Talk Live. Thanks to Mike, his dad, who is the patriarch of SACL CAI, really put it on the map. Jason took it even further. And what I want to do is I want to name these studios, the studios from which Free Talk Live broadcasts, the Jason Osborne Studios.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. It's because... Yeah, I mean, not too many times does an advertiser leave and I'm like, I feel grateful, right? Uh-huh. Like, I should. I really want to feel grateful for everybody who's advertised and then left, but I don't. I want them to stay. And they leave for a variety of reasons. I don't think that Free Talk Live has been terribly successful for SACL CAI bringing in business because they're... There's very few decision makers in their business, and whether or not we might reach them, I'm skeptical of that. But he supported us, and I think it's all along been clear, he supports us because he supports the ideas of liberty and getting the message out there. So thanks. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for all you've done for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. He's incredibly generous. This sounds... preaching to the choir, just patting Jason on the back. I don't really want to use the analog that I'm thinking of, but when I first came to New Hampshire, when I came to Porkfest, Jason Osborne, he was one of the people who welcomed me there. I met him there at the SACL CAI fun tent.
Ah, yes.
And I drove up there, drove from North Carolina to Porkfest that year alone. I didn't know anybody there, and in a large part because of Jason Osborne, I had the greatest time ever. The SACL CAI fun tent was a recipe for fun. There was always fun there.
He does know how to have a good time. There's no doubt about it. But I think that's often true with the Liberty sorts anyway. That's just my opinion on it. So let's go to Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, what you doing on this New Year's Eve?
Hey, I can tell you what's going to replace the American dollar. At least
what's
I have
anyway. What's going to replace it?
Marijuana. Well, think about it for a minute. The United States is the leader in the marijuana cultivation.
Is that so?
That's exactly right. I mean,
yeah, but you can't use it as money. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Why not? People used to use tobacco as money back during the colonial days. The Native Americans down in the Gulf Coast area would use seashells as money.
You can't compress it enough.
The people in what is now Micronesia would use stones. They would flatten stones and then make carvings in it. And use that as money. There's a big, giant 7-foot stone in the Scottish National Museum that is Yappy's stone money.
You can't use marijuana for money, Daryl.
Well, so one thing that gold has over marijuana is that it lasts longer. If you find that marijuana they found in the 5,000-year-old Egyptian tomb, if you'd have smoked that, you tried to smoke that, you wouldn't have got high off it.
Hey, check this out. You know, the Appalachian Trail, it's loaded with it. They can't stop it.
Yeah, I bet that is very current out on the AT.
I bet it is, too. Well, it could be, Robert. I don't know. There's a lot of prohibitionists that would have a real difficult time with it. I think many of the ultra-conservative religious types around the world would have a very difficult time using marijuana money. But I'm not saying it couldn't be a competing currency.
All right, hey, you guys, you have a wonderful evening, but I'm going to just sit back and listen.
Thanks very much. Speaking of the evening here, be careful on the roads tonight, folks. It's amateur night.
Yes.
You may know how to drink and drive, but the next guy does not, all right? The best thing for you to do, if you're going to be in an event, is stay at the friend's party, stay there the night. If you go to
a bar, a lot of cab companies, especially in larger cities,
yep,
we'll do free rides home on nights such as this.
Yeah.
You should tip that cabbie.
Not saying don't tip. I'm saying, if you're worried about the expense, check. Somebody will probably offer you a free ride home.
And if you are driving, whoever you are, just be mindful of what night it is when you get in the car. If you think about it, if you remember it, it could save your life.
What's that? Be mindful of what? I'm sorry, I was looking.
Be mindful of the fact that it's New Year's Eve.
That's really what you need. You need to drive as defensively as possible tonight. It's just that kind of night. I try to stay off the roads if I can on New Year's, just because it scares me. All the different things that can happen. I don't know. I don't know what could happen, but you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
So I think I've come up with a compromise of Robert's idea of having cannabis currency and replacing the U.S. dollar with something. Instead of taking the cannabis that could be consumed and used for medicinal or recreational purposes, how about we use hemp paper to, you know, use that to print whatever name of a currency and have hemp be something backing the currency instead of, what is it now, like cotton fibers and tree pulp.
But why do we want to add hemp to the fabric on which the green dollars are printed?
Because I don't want the government printing it. I don't want some company with a government-backed monopoly printing it. If Mark Edge wants to print Edge Bucks, then Mark Edge should be able to do that. I just think that hemp would be a nice sort of compromise between cannabis currency and what we currently have.
What's that?
I said it's got some libertarian symbolism.
Certainly.
Weave.
You know, I wonder whether Bitcoin is poised at the right time in history to really kick things off. I hate the idea of predicting that a currency that's in beta, that hasn't had, you know, that doesn't have widespread adoption, even though it's larger than like two-thirds of the country's economies in the world. I'm skeptical of whether Bitcoin can take over as the world's reserve currency. It seems like a really wild claim.
I don't know if I would want Bitcoin to be the world's reserve currency. And here's why. Because if it is the world's reserve currency, then that means at some level it is recognized as legal tender.
I meant as functionally.
And I don't like the idea of legal tender laws where a government says, well, this is something you must accept.
Okay, I mean a functional world reserve currency where people accept it as the highest and best form of currency that they are going to generally receive in a transaction. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, when you said world reserve currency, I thought you meant the official reserve currency as recognized by governments and the United Nations.
Yeah, I don't know what it takes to do that, but you know, many of the things like the internet didn't get pushed by the government as much as people just adopted it because it was useful and good for their lives. If that's how Bitcoin gets adopted, I think that'll be great, but how far could it go? I don't know the answer. And I try to look at the other options out there, and it doesn't seem like there's any other option. Gold and silver have had their chance to compete against the dollar, and they haven't done very well.
True.
855 453, Free Talk Live.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask, no voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.